tune in to Turn On the News daily from 313.9.org. You can go to newsroom.313.9.org for links to anything you might hear here, including links to international radio art, radio news, media news, links, and more. Go to 313.9 and newsroom.313.9.org for everything you want to know about transmission arts. And to hear Turn On the News daily. On Saturday, May 19th, Opus 40, the massive earthwork in a former bluestone quarry in Saugerties, New York, celebrated the 50th anniversary of the raising of the monolith, a giant vertical stone at the highest point of the sculpture. Opus 40 is the New York equivalent to Mount Rushmore, though in North Dakota it took a father and son team 14 years to carve the president's faces. In Saugerties, Bard Professor Harvey Feit bought the land for $200 in 1938 and died in 1976, still moving rocks into a large maze-like structure that sets in front of a postcard-like view of the Catskill Mountains. For the anniversary at Opus 40, Feit's stepsons Jonathan and Tad Richards explain the full story of Opus 40's creation and how it weathered Hurricane Irene last fall. They also described the difficulty of raising the 9-ton monolith into place.
In the mid-30s, he had done restoration work on stone ruins in Copan, Honduras, and that was part of his understanding of how to work with large pieces of stone. He also studied theories about the way the pyramids were built. So he drew on kind of a lot of world folk engineering. These were the techniques Harvey used, rather than getting a crane and that sort of thing. And he wanted to do it as much by hand as possible, and he did. So when they had the stone then blocked and tipped up to a vertical position, they then hauled the chain, they wrapped chain around. You can see the indentations near the top of the monolith, and the chain, that's where the chains were wrapped around. And they lifted the stone directly up into the air and then built the base, the pedestal, up underneath it, capped with a half-ton piece of bluestone, absolutely flat. And then they did a thin layer of leading to make it absolutely flat on the bottom. And that's all the... That's all there is holding it in place other than its own weight. There's no rebar or pins. It's just sitting there perfectly balanced, and with 9 tons of weight, it would take, as we all held our breath when Irene came through here last year, to see it apparently takes a mightier wind than that to do any damage to something like that.
That was Opus 40 creator Harvey Feit's stepsons Jonathan and Tad Richards explaining some of the origins of Opus 40. They also described how the earthwork got its name.
The name Opus 40, for many years, we just called it the quarry. We didn't really have a name for it. For a while, also, after an article in Life magazine came out in which it was referred to poetically as Feit's Acropolis, we referred to it as Feit's Acropolis for a while. Oh, Parade, okay. Okay, so Feit's Acropolis. We thought that sounded grand.
Harvey thought it sounded a little too grand.
Yeah, it was a little too grand. We would have taken $2,000 for it. But the name of Opus 40 came out of a combination of two thoughts. One was the 40 years that he envisioned that it would probably take him to complete the work. And 40 years seems like an enormous amount of time when you're at the lower end of it. As you get towards the last few years, you start thinking, well, I did take that summer off, maybe I can fudge ahead. You know, so it had the 40-year concept, and he also, Harvey envisioned the rhythms of the sculpture, the curves, the gracefulness, and the rhythmic quality that it has in terms of a musical composition. And so he took the idea of opus with a number from the field of music, and then the number came from the span of years that he thought that it would take him to get it done.
You could go to WGXC.org to hear the full presentation from Jonathan and Tad Richards telling the story about the creation of Opus 40. I'm Tom Rowe, reporting from Socrates for WGXC.
Well, she tossed all night like a raging sea, woke up and climbed from the suicide machine. With her Spanish candles and her Persian poles, stuck on the rocks inside Opus 40 stone. And scratching her wrists in the pouring rain, she collapses down upon the ocean floor. Again. Tears in waves, minds on fire. Lights alone by your side. Catskill man. I'm alive, she cried, but I don't know what it means. But somewhere out there across the moonlit sands, there's a line drawn like the lines on her own hand. And slamming her eyes, locking the door, she collapses down.
Pietro Ripar Belli is a field recordist, sound artist, who recently spent time on Tuscany's Mountain of Stigmata, recording a project he calls 3 Days of Silence. We're going to listen to the third day on Turn on the News.
Superman.
Turn down the cell phone ad for a moment and tell you about the Transom Story Workshops are this fall in October, October 1st through November 30th in particular. They're $6,500, but you get an intensive in Woodholds, Massachusetts from October 1st through November 30th. All the details are up at transom.org. Look at this for the story workshop guidelines for the fall. The deadline is approaching. That's why I mentioned it. June 1st is the application deadline for the fall 2012 season. And, of course, it's Memorial Day weekend in the United States, the last weekend in May in Canada. And the last weekend May in Canada means that it's the time for the Deep Wireless Festival. It's all month is actually the Deep Wireless Festival in Toronto. But the festival gets into gear in the last weekend, and this year it's called the last weekend is being called the TransX Transmission Art Symposium. Free103.9.org will live stream much of the conference's major workshops and lectures and talks live from Toronto this weekend. Go to free103.point9.org for more information.
I said, okay, who is this really? And the voice said, this is the hand.
When love is gone, There's always justice. And when justice is gone, there's always force.
Listening to Maria Chavez from recording from last weekend, the End Times Festival, May 17th through 20th at the Secret Project Robot in Brooklyn. There are already videos of many of the performers that included internationally renowned noise performers like Maria Chavez, who we're hearing in the background, Sudden Infant, Sickness, and more. We'll hear Laundry Room Squelchers after Maria Chavez here on Turn on the News. That's Brooklyn's Maria Chavez playing one turntable, one record, and one DJ mixer. Next up, from Miami, the Laundry Room Squelchers and their performance at the End Times Festival at Secret Project Robot, May 17th through 20th in Brooklyn. You're listening to Turn on the News. I'm Tom Rowe.
That was the Laundry Room Squelchers at the End Times Festival in Brooklyn last weekend. Thanks to the internet, one of the many, many sources of information and entertainment available. tune in to Turn On the News daily from 313.9.org. You can go to newsroom.313.9.org for links to anything you might hear here, including links to international radio art, radio news, media news, links, and more. Go to 313.9 and newsroom.313.9.org for everything you want to know about transmission arts. And to hear Turn On the News daily.
Deep wireless, deep, deep wireless. It has a sort of sexy, you know, throbbing, deep wireless. I mean, we're not talking about surface wireless. We're not talking about sort of skinny wireless. No, it's deep wireless.
I'm Tom Bro. You're tuned in to Turn On the News, Free 103.9's daily look at radio art, radio news, media news, sound art, and more. And this is a special edition previewing the Deep Wireless Festival that is all month of May in Toronto, and specifically the TransX Transmission Art Symposium that is May 25th through 27th in Toronto, Canada. And the lineup in Deep Wireless and at the TransX Transmission Art Symposium is a all-star lineup of transmission and radio artists like Christophe Minon, Kristen Ruse, Mags Hall, Victoria Fenner, Tetsuya Kagawa, Galen Joseph Hunter, Dominique Ferrician, Hector Centeno, Chris Mir, Jennifer Cherniak, and others. And Free 103.9 will be webcasting much of the conference, the TransX Symposium about Transmission Art, May 25th through 27th, specifically Friday, May 25th, the opening remarks about transmission art in practice from Darren Copland are at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And then at 8 p.m. there is a concert, Forms of Transmission, with Jennifer Cherniak, Christophe Mignon, and Kristen Ruse. Saturday, May 26th, we will broadcast the transmission art keynote address, Foundations of Transmission Art, by Galen Joseph Hunter of Free 103.9. We'll also have Transmission and Intervention, Christophe Mignon and James Partiak at 11:30 a.m. And at 2 p.m., Performance and Transmission in Public Places with Jeffrey Shea, Alan Bulton, Jessica Thompson, and Rui Chavez. And Saturday, May 27th at night, at 8 p.m., there's a concert with James Partiak and a duo of Hector Centeno and Tetsuya Kagawa from Japan. Sunday, May 27th, there'll be another keynote address from David Cecchetto at 10 a.m. At 11:30, a panel locating the transmission and transmitting the location from moderator David Cecchetto with Jeffrey Shea, Victoria Fenner, and Kristen Ruse. At 2 p.m., Galen Joseph Hunter will moderate a radio in retrospect that will first start with Heth Contat and Lessons from Weimar Radio, then go to Chris Trimmer with Back to the Future Radio as Music, Radio as Cognition, and finally Mags Hall with Radio Art as Practice-Based Research. There'll be more, and we will put all those up at WGX at free103.9.org. Go there throughout the weekend for a live feed or archived recordings. We started things off with Deep, Deep Wireless, an introduction from Gregory Whitehead. Let's hear a second track from Gregory Whitehead from a performance at the Deep Wireless Festival in Toronto. This is As We Know.
There are known unknowns.
That is to say,
We know there are some things we do not know.
We just don't know. No, we don't. We just don't know. Yeah,
there are also unknown.
The ones we don't know. We don't know.
We just don't know.
The ones we don't know, we don't know.
I'm sorry, but we just don't know. We just don't know.
Like most conferences, the Deep Wireless and TransX Symposium will have lots of talking about radio art. And here's Canadian artist Anna Fritz talking about radio art at a panel from 2005. Anna Fritz from Deep Wireless in Toronto on Free 103.9 in 2005.
I'm interested in these ideas around network, and there's a lot of reasons for that. And I think radio is a really apt metaphor for ideas around network that are now bandied about as if they were kind of, you know, recent inventions. So I want to refer to that too. But I guess I should start by explaining this artist residency business that I've been doing here for the month. And basically, my job has been to infiltrate the hotel, often with sounds that are repetitive and sometimes irritating for both the staff and the people who hang out here. And this to me is sort of on purpose and sort of a question again of who is the audience for radio art. So I've been thinking about that quite a bit over the month. So as you probably noticed, I have this installation of an old radio cabinet sitting in the back lobby, and it has an audio loop on it that includes a sample from the CBC archives, which they kindly allowed me to plunder, from June of 1950, announcing that communism is not going to be outlawed in Canada. So I thought this was a fine piece of news to dwell on. And then they went on to say, well, the reason it's not been outlawed is because, well, we already have these great laws to deal with sedition on our books, and they're really quite stringent, so really we can handle any insurgency that might come along. And aside from the fact that this clip is quite contemporary, I mean, if you substituted the word communist for the word terrorist, you could pretty much drum up the same news story now. On the other hand, what I like about it is that it suggests that there is a kind of distant menace, but we here at the radio have it under control. And so inside the cabinet, if you look through the little peepholes, you'll notice that there are little environments inside the radio cabinet. And there are little beings who inhabit the radio cabinet who are actually not so much in control as the news would lead you to believe. And that's really what that loop is all about. It's very much a question of to what degree are even the people who are making the radio quite tied down by who's sort of these mysterious forces of social control or social imperative that dictate what kind of news is going to go out. And so I also include in this soundscape, there's this sample from shortwave radio from 15,000 AM called the Cesium Clock, which I first came across when I was working at CITR Radio in Vancouver in the early 90s. And it's basically just the sound of a clock ticking. And every minute they announce the time according to coordinated universal time. And so, you just hear it ticking, and then 23 hours, 59 minutes, coordinated universal time. And this clock comes out of Fort Collins, Colorado, and out of Hawaii, and I'm sure it's relayed a number of other places around the globe, but those are the only two that I've ever heard. And it's significant to me that these sites where this clock emerges from are also, heavily militarized areas where a lot of nuclear weapons are stored. So it's probably no accident that the people who are in charge of keeping extremely precise time using atomic means are also the ones who are storing the bombs. So this is sort of the undercurrent of the piece, which for me is, again, it begins to reveal this question around, these dystopian elements of command and control that radio is very implicated in, and that radio owes a lot of its development to. And at the same time, by trying to use these in another way, I'm trying to kind of like mold them and shape them and play with them. And I thought by introducing this into this kind of casual hotel environment, not only do we sort of return to a time in the past, which this hotel kind of nicely does because there's still a lot of features of the original hotel, and at the same time, it's very much about this news from afar, this kind of subtly menacing news from afar, entering into a very domestic and intimate sort of sphere. So in these examples, I guess I want to set up kind of two things here, and I don't want to set these up as binary oppositions by any means. In fact, I distinctly do not want to do that. But for me, some of the interesting things about radio are that it is a public medium, public broadcast medium. You're in public territory more than you could be on anything else. Licensing aside, we're still dealing with public space. And at the same time, the way that radio is received is in a very intimate fashion, because the radio is close to you. The microphone is close to the speaker's mouth. The set is often close to your ears. So you have these two things playing in radio. But as I say, I don't want to set these against each other. It's not a question of dualism. It's just these are just two features that stand out perhaps more than others. And then the other question is again this one of radio's technological development, which is bound up from the beginning in the military, because the earliest uses of radio were to communicate with Navy ships via Morse code. And we developed things like microphones and reel-to-reel tape largely in response to militaristic issues. There's this whole story about Hitler, demanding some recording medium so that he could be everywhere, all over the front, broadcasting on the radio and not literally physically have to be there himself. And it's not convenient to trot around with records all the time. So, they started developing this extremely high-quality reel-to-reel tape, in Germany, among other places, in part because this was a response to a military desire. So these tools that we're using now have this history, and yet at the same time, these very tools are also, that history is not necessarily inherent in those tools now. A reel-to-reel tape it has this history, and yet, we can still take it from that context and do something very different with it. And I guess this is maybe my disclaimer for explaining why my work tends to be either completely ridiculous or totally paranoid. So a lot of the radio art I make either has like clocks ticking and this sort of very tense kind of soundscape, or else it's, work like the Harvey Christ Radio Hour, which is kind of the opposite. And, or other sort of playful and kind of, ridiculous premises like little people in the radio. Oh, Anna and her little people in the radio.
That was Anna Friss speaking at the 2005 Deep Wireless Festival. I'm Tom Rowe, and you're listening to Turn on the News, Free 103.9's daily look at radio art, radio news, media news, sound art, and more. And we are listening to the Deep Wireless Festival, which is the entire month of May from Toronto, and specifically the TransX Transmission Art Symposium, May 25th through 27th. And previewing some of the artists that will be there or have been there in the past. This next work is Emmanuel Madden's Freedom Highway from a previous Deep Wireless Festival.
Let me ask it another way. Why has this God-blessed America of ours been so God-blessed? Why is it that the pestilence and the terror and the war that has reached other shores, not reached ours. May I tell you that America has been blessed of God? No other nation had such a Christian beginning as America. When our forefathers came, the Pilgrim Fathers, they came, they wrote that little Mayflower compact underneath the decks of that Mayflower, and they said for their stated purpose to come in these shores was for the glory of God and the propagation of the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And
God bless America. In fact, I know I will, but... I love baseball and love my country, and I'll probably cry at the seventh inning stretch. I love baseball and love my country, and 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 I love baseball and love my country.
Do you understand? It's the Philistines opposed Israel. Not only did they oppose them as a nation, but they opposed their country. I love baseball and love my 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 country. And you're part of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. It's because you have prayed and asked Christ into your Christ into your life, and you have submitted your heart and will and nation to Him. And when the world looks upon you, they see the change that has taken place, faith, in your heart and in your life, and it brings condemnation to them. You know we are living epistles that are to be known and read of men. We are the Spirit of God, Him living within us. We are as a city that is set on a hill. We are as a city that is set on a hill. We are as a city that is set on a hill. We are as a city that is set on a hill that is not to be hid. How many know this great movement? It was not something done in a corner or done in secret, but God openly has poured out of His anointing and His power into the lives of men and women, that His glory may be manifest, and the world may see that there is a God in heaven.
Before 9/11. Now, if you're anti-military, you better run to the hills. Okay? Everybody's on board now. I mean, look.
America has been at risk. Why do you think we've had this gigantic military we've had all of our lives? America is so beautiful and is so precious and so at risk at any given hour on Earth.
It always
since
will
its
be.
Inception.
I always see that as a seesaw. Faith, fear. Faith, fear. It's a seesaw. When fear is pushing his weight down and you kind of, suspend it in midair, you can call out upon the Lord and He'll come and put His weight behind you and blow him out of the saddle. I always see that as a seesaw. Faith, fear. Faith, fear. It's a seesaw. Faith, fear. Faith, fear. It's a seesaw. Faith, fear. 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 Faith, fear.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother
of God, pray for us sinners now. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
I will stand and salute the flag of the United States of America.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Place your hand on
your
knee and salute with me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. May we sing God Bless America.
One of the great goals of this nation's war
was to restore public confidence in the airline industry. It was to tell the traveling public, get on board. Do your business around the country. Get on board. Do your business around the country. Get on board. Do your business around the country. Get on board. To restore public confidence. Do your best, public. Tell the traveling public. Tell the traveling. Tell the traveling public. 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 Tell the traveling public. 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 Get on board. Get on. Get on board. Get on business around the country. Business around the country. Around the country. Business country. Business country. Traveling public. Business country. Traveling public. Business. Business country. On the country. On the country. Traveling public. One of the great goals of this nation's rule. This nation's rule. This nation's business. Business. This nation's airline industry. One of the great goals. Get on board. Get on board. Get on board. Get on board.
Fear. Fear. It's a seesaw. When fear is pushing his weight down and you kind of, you know, suspended in midair, you can call out upon the Lord and he'll come and put his weight behind you and blow him out of a saddle. Now, God might not necessarily immediately remove the cause of fear and the circumstances you're in, but you'll not be afraid. I know that is the testimony of many of you, and it's my testimony.
Japanese micro radio legend Tetsuya Kagawa is a fixture at the Deep Wireless Festival every year, and he will be at the 2012 TransX Transmission Art Symposium performing on Saturday, May 27th, live on Free 103.9, WGXC 90.7 FM in upstate New York, and archived later at free103.9.org for you to hear at your leisure. We're going to hear a little bit of Tetsuya Kagawa speaking about mini FM and radio art at a previous Deep Wireless Festival in Toronto.
I'd like to talk about mini FM and radio art. Nadine suggested me to talk about the mini FM and radio art, but I myself now I am a little bit off the mini FM. Right now, I am more involved in the net radio. Like this is called Polymorphous Radio. This site has maybe almost of my activities now. And the when I started this site, this was the end of Mini FM that we have been involved in. It is called Radio Homeland. And then I started this site in 1995. And this is I named this site as Translocal Weaving Link because after the popularization of the internet, you could link every.
While we're waiting here for Tetsuo and listening, we're listening.
From radio, television, telephone, and everything. So that the main function of internet should be the linkage. So that I call it to, and also the internet is a global medium, but at the same time, it is very, concentrated into the local area, so that the this is internet is global at the same time local, so that the I named this translocal. And in terms of the contents, this is the first page work in progress in 1995, consists of aspect of body, space, virtuality, and web. And at the time, you know, the internet has a lot of limitation of the bandwidth and the speed. So this is a text base, but the this refers to Merleau-Ponty in terms of body, space, refers to Félix Guattari. I was very much influenced from him. And in terms of virtuality, it refers to Gilles, and in terms of web, this refers to Hacking Bay, Peter Wilson. He's my old friend, and we started to, this site from four concepts, a space, body, virtuality, and web.
Tune in to Turn On the News daily from 313.9.org. You can go to newsroom.313.9.org for links to anything you might hear here, including links to international radio art, radio news, media news, links, and more. Go to 313.9 and newsroom.313.9.org for everything you want to know about transmission arts. And to hear Turn On the News daily.
The preceding show was produced by Free 103.9 at the WGXE Studios in New York.